Vice President Leni Robredo was propelled to power 8 years ago when her husband, who was Interior Secretary, suddenly died. She served in Congress before beating Bongbong Marcos, the son of the late President Ferdinand Marcos, to the vice presidency in 2016. For years, she's come under attack from President Rodrigo Duterte and supporters of his administration.
Well, this is your bad. This is your nightmare.
But she says she isn't fazed.
Today I stand with full resolve. We must free ourselves from the current situation. I will fight. We will fight. I offer myself as a candidate for the presidency in the 2022 elections. The challenge before us is clear. We have all seen the lies and harassment that others are capable of doing to reach their goals.
Several others are battling for the position, have been allies to President Duterte.
Tinatanggap ko po.
Renowned boxer Manny Pacquiao says it's his destiny to become president, and he's doing it for his God
progress.
And country.
We need to win against poverty.
Tanggapin niyo po ang aplikasyon ko.
Manila Mayor Francisco Domagoso is also running, as is Senator Panfilo Lacson.
Good afternoon.
And despite already having lost to Robredo in 2016, Marcos says he'll run again.
For the presidency.
But Marcos's name has long been tainted by allegations of corruption, human rights violations, and abuse of power. All contestants have packaged themselves as being different, promising Filipinos change from what they've seen over the past 5 years.
My opposition against the killings.
With the exception of Robredo, all have supported Duterte's so-called war on drugs, and were even instrumental in the prosecution of members of the opposition.
The filing of candidacy is scheduled for 8 days this month, but the Commission on Elections says the lineup won't be final. That's because it will still allow the switching of candidates until November 15.
Election day will be on the 9th of May next year, but it's already expected to be one of the most divisive and bitterly contested elections here, even in a country long battered by political instability. Jamela Alindogan, Al Jazeera, Manila.